Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 11 April 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. We like to have a, wait a minute, I think I missed one. Oh yes, our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, I think I saw something on QST about moon bounce. And it occurred to me that I don't think we've talked about moon bounce before. On the other hand, moon bounce is kind of a very esoteric subject that you've got to be really, really into to even scratch the surface of it. So I thought it might not generate much conversation. So I thought about, well, you know, the generic thing about it is bouncing your radio signal off of something else, whether it's the moon or the track of a meteor in the atmosphere or off of a high-flying aircraft or perhaps a tall building in your town. So there are lots of cases where ham radio operators bounce their signals off of something in the environment. And so I think that's good enough. That's kind of what we're talking about here. Have you ever, you know, practiced this yourself? Have you thought about it? Or do you have something in the back of your mind that one of these days you're going to have a good enough antenna or whatever that you can try some of this hot, cool stuff? So that's kind of the topic this week, bouncing radio waves off of whatever. So, let's see, where am I here? Let me check the dashboard here, and I see that the DMR gateway is with us this week, but I do not see any other conferences with us. So, I will take special care to give DMR stations a chance to check in. But I will run down the list here and mention that I see KD9NDJ, N4RNW, and DK6BQQ. So you guys are already on my list, and what I will do now is listen for any other stations that are wanting to check in. So come now with your call. Timed out, but almost made it there. So come now with your call sign if you want to be added to my check-in list. Okay, well, you know, I'm giving a little bit of extra time there because the DMR stations are at a disadvantage because they have to make two hops to get in here, but nothing heard. So I'll go down the list of the stations I have here. Let's start with KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. I'm back on Echolink with Windows. I'm using a Scarlett 212 interface, 2i2, I guess that is, which doesn't like Windows very much, so I want to pause and see if you're hearing me.
You sound marvelous.
Good to know. I don't know anything about moon bounce. Never tried it. I assume it probably won't work with the higher frequencies and that it's kind of an HF thing. Is that true?
Quite the opposite. If you want to bounce signals off the moon, you probably want higher and higher frequencies, at least 2 meters. And I think the first successful moon bounce was 1096 megahertz, gigahertz frequency. So, definitely not HF.
Wow, well, that's cool. I should start bouncing then, because my best antenna is my 2 meter and 70 centimeter antenna. Anyway, I'll be kicking back and listening to see what the others have to say. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock Eastern down here in Southwest Florida, and it was a gorgeous day today. This is the time before, a couple months before, all the heat and humidity kicks in for the summer and the rainy season and the hurricane season, which can last up till November. So it was beautiful, clear blue sky, dry, cool today, kind of California weather. But we're eating this up while it lasts, because we're going to get enough of that other kind of weather. Moon bounce, nope, never have done a thing with that, so can't give you any perspective. All right, Wayne, thanks for the net, and back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thanks, Harold. Quick weather report here, I think. The last time I looked, which was around 4:30, the outdoor temperature was 67F, so it might have been a bit higher than that, actually, earlier in the afternoon. So that's pretty pleasant. But we've got winds, southerly winds, around 25 to 30 miles an hour with gusts, possibly more than that. So that made it a little bit less pleasant. And I don't want to limit this to moon bounce. There are other things that you can bounce your radio signals off of that don't require the intense hardware and what's the other thing I'm looking for here? I mean, you need really good antenna, and you really need and possibly high power to do successful moon bounce on 2 meters or 440 or higher frequencies there. But you can probably make some successful meteor scatter contacts or airplane bounce contacts with much more modest hardware and power capability. So it's something to think about. It's a little esoteric. It's something that you would be in a small club. So anyway, thank you, Harold. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Yeah, an interesting subject, moon bounce. We get the moon here fairly big at certain times. I built up a big old Yagi and put it on a tripod with a few adjustments here and there. Used a 25-watt UHF radio on 440, and I made contact. I couldn't believe it. But it's about a 3-second delay, so if you transmit simplex, of course, you can actually hear yourself come back. It takes about 3 seconds. So, it was an interesting project, but it does work. You need to have something sturdy and head her off into the moon there, and depending on if you go to the center or the side, why... it makes a difference. But I actually made contact with somebody in the U.S., a K7 station, as I recall. This was years back. But, yeah, it took a lot of time. It's like looking into a telescope and wondering what's out there.
You did that with a 25-watt transmitter? What kind of antenna did you have? I mean, was it a 20-element UHF antenna or what?
Oh yeah, it was a long, I built up a, I think it was about a 25, 25 element. We had the reflector and the driver and some directors. As I say, it has to be fairly stable. So I built up a big old wooden tripod. And the boom, my wife was wondering what the heck I was doing. But it was an interesting project. I did it a couple of times. Heard myself come back and actually made a contact with a K7 station.
Now, did you do that while you were still in Canada, or was this in Western Australia?
No, that was here in Western Australia. Probably about 3 or 4 years ago, actually. I got playing with it. Another fellow was interested in some moon bouncing and stuff. You really notice the difference when you, for example, go mobile. Just a quarter wave whip and go down town where the big buildings are. It bounces all over the place. And you can certainly hear the latency as it bounces around, especially if you go simplex to another vehicle.
Right, yeah, that's why I included buildings as part of the bouncing target thing here. So that was only a few years ago. Do you still have that antenna, and have you thought about trying for more moon bounce?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not. I dismantled the antenna and turned it back into a normal UHF Yagi, and golly, a fella got interested in the Yagis, and I sold it to him, or actually traded some parts. But I haven't played with that for years. It was just an experiment, and we set it up. I used some low-loss cable, 25-watt mobile, on 442-something, 442.5, somewhere in that frequency range. But, yeah, the watt meter said 25 out and zero back, and we headed her off to the moon, and the rest was history. I thought, hey, it actually works.
Okay, cool. Well, I didn't think that we would find anybody here who had done moon bounce, so that's great to hear there, Reg. Let me see. I think I see a new station on the dashboard here. KB0ROT. So I've got you on my list here. You'll be up next, I think. I don't see any other stations here. So, well, let's go ahead, KB0ROT. I don't recognize your call sign, so let me give you a quick refresher on what this net is. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story, but it refers to a public access Unix system that you can get yourself a free Unix account and experiment with command line and all kinds of stuff there by going to sdf.org. And we like to have a topic of the week, and the topic this week was, do you bounce your radio signals off some other object, such as the moon, a meteor track, an aircraft, a tall building, perhaps a mountain, whatever. So that's kind of what we've been talking about here. I'm going to ramble a little bit here to let you think about that. Let me reset the Echolink. I should probably mention that I am AB9FJ. That's Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. The handle is Wayne. The QTH is Urbana, Illinois. So, KB0ROT, you have the floor.
Okay, I believe it's Wayne anyway. Thank you for letting me jump in here. I was out a few minutes ago and I had a phone call, so I had to disconnect and hook back up again here anyway. As far as bouncing anything off of an object or anything like that, I've had eight aircraft contacts through the last probably 8 years. And otherwise, I never got into moon bouncing or any of the other type of such. There maybe a little bit of meteor scatter we had done a few times, but not that often. Over.
Okay, that's cool. And when you mentioned aircraft, did you have a conversation with the pilot or somebody on the airplane, or did you actually bounce your signal off of the aircraft to have a QSO with someone on the ground?
Yeah, okay, I was on 146.520, I believe it was, on Simplex when I was talking to them, and also I had, of course, use the Echolink as well. Over.
Okay, cool. There. And I don't think I got your name and your QTH.
Well, I apologize for that there. Name here is Ken Kilo Echo November, and I am located here in Madison, South Dakota. We do know Reg real well, and I'm going to have to write that down and make a note of this net. It's held on every Sunday, and I'm planning on checking into it a little bit more often. Over. KB0ROT.
Yes, we go by UTC, so it's always 0 UTC Monday. But yes, on local time, I'm in the central time zone, so it's either 1800 or 1900 local time. You're in South Dakota, I think. I don't know if you're central or mountain, but you're either 1800 versus 1900 or else 1700 versus 1800. It depends on daylight saving. So it works out to be Sunday evening either way. But because we, on SDF, we're like kind of religious about UTC.
Well, that's quite okay. I do understand that. We are in central. I have to probably go about another, 250 miles west of us here. And then we get into mountain time, of course. Well, thank you for getting back to me there. We'll let you get back to the net. KB0ROT, Ken, here in Madison, South Dakota. We'll be on the side and listening.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week. So I have caught up with everyone on my list here, and I'm looking at the dashboard, and I do not see any new Echolink connections on the dashboard. So I will take a moment here to see if there are any DMR or All-Star nodes out there who would like to join us this week through the DMR gateway. So if you would like to check in with us, please call now.
This is KC3OYZ, coming in from DMR.
I got Kilo Charlie 3, but I did not copy the suffix there. Come again, please.
Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Yankee Zulu, Bob.
Oh, KC3LYZ, Bob. All right, okay. I'm used to hearing you on Echolink, so sorry I did not recognize you right away. Go ahead. Well, let's see, Bob, have you been listening to us so far? Do you know what the topic this week is?
Sorry, I haven't tried moon mounts yet. I don't have an outside antenna, but I would like to check it out someday. Well, I have heard sometimes from time to time on FMDX, the meteor scanner from stations bouncing off.
Right, the requirement, the antenna requirement for meteor bounce or meteor scatter is not quite as advanced or onerous as it is for moon bounce. So the trouble is you have to be really quick to make a QSO on meteor scatter. Do you have any other comments there for the net, Bob?
Nothing special this week. Hopefully getting a new laptop in a few days, which should sell some of my Windows switches back to that.
Okay, well, have fun with your new new laptop. So, once again, I'm ready to take new check-ins or rechecks. I don't see any new Echolink connections, so somebody else from DMR and All-Star Land, or a recheck from someone here on Echolink, please call now. Okay, nothing heard from DMR, so I'll pause once more if anyone who's already checked in would like to comment further before I close out the net. Please call now. Okay, let's see here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0025 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, evidently the DMR talk group 31650 is still alive, or you can join us in COM in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station AD9FJ saying 73.
Yeah, 73, Wayne. We'll catch you next week if we're around. And that DMR, I didn't understand a whole lot of what he was saying there. The codecs or whatever he's using, my goodness. I can see why we don't like to use connections from any of those things back into Echolink, because it just wouldn't work on the net. especially our net when it gets busy. Unbelievable.